Serve such an awesome God. You know, it's not just the awesomeness of the various languages, but you know, we saw Sister Martha up here just a few months ago. She wasn't even supposed to. Those of you who don't know, she had a massive brain aneurysm, and the doctor says if she does survive this, she may never talk, may never walk. Here she is up just a few months later. Holy, holy, holy. Some of you may see all the flags here. These are all the flags that are represented here at Calvary Gospel Church. 27 nations and the state of Texas. Oh, somebody had to sneak that one in there. Oh, I tell you, it has been such an awesome weekend. We have Brother and Sister Hanscom. Brother Hanscom will be speaking to us this morning. And he's from Ontario, Canada. I caught the first record northern I've ever caught in Ontario, brother. 42 inches, 20 pounds long, Sawbill Lake in Ontario. It's a great place to be. Oh, he's from Ontario, Canada. They went to Pakistan, the country of Pakistan, in 1972. And under their leadership there and their vision in Pakistan, we now have over 1,500 churches and 165,000 brothers and sisters in the country of Pakistan. They later moved on to the country of Sri Lanka. There in Sri Lanka, they started, there's 73 churches there today as a result of their ministry in the country of Sri Lanka. And they are now our national directors of multicultural ministries for the United Pentecostal Church International. I'm very proud to have Brother and Sister Hanscom here this weekend. He's going to come and he's going to preach to us this morning. Brother Hanscom, God bless you.
Lift your hands and give God glory. Lift your hands and give God glory. Praise be unto the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You alone are worthy of our worship and our praise. And we honor you today, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's say hallelujah. 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 Unto our God. The atmosphere in here is absolutely electrifying. What we're feeling, I believe, is none other than the inspiration and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Because we are interested and concerned in what God is interested and concerned with, I believe there is a special power and a special anointing that comes upon a church that will be willing to cross cultures and reach people with the gospel of Jesus Christ, regardless of where they come from. I want to give honor to Bishop Grant, to Pastor Grant, and to Brother Seidel, and all of those responsible for this weekend's conference. It's been awesome. It's been great. I think every church in our fellowship needs to have one of these conferences. Praise God. It is, you may be seated. It is a special honor, special joy for my wife and I to be here, and we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're so happy and delighted to be here this morning. The Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ is here. In the name of Jesus, there is victory. Victory. How many believe it? I'm looking at a flag over here to my right, to your left. It's the fourth one, fifth one, including the U.S. flag. It's the green flag. That is the flag of the Islamic Nation of Pakistan. Would you point your hand toward that right now? And I want you to pray for our brothers and our sisters in Pakistan who right now are suffering tremendous persecution. Their lives are in danger. Their houses are being burned. Would you pray that the grace of God would rest upon them, protect them, let there be a shield of protection around our brothers and our sisters. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let it be so. In Jesus' name. Some of you remember just recently the bomb that went off in one of the parks over there in the city of Lahore. Just so happened that some of our UPC people were there. As far as we know, none of them lost their lives. There were some that were seriously injured. We need to pray every day that the Lord would protect our people. And it's a great honor to be here. God is doing something so miraculous in our world. There are some people that say, well, I wish I had lived back in the time of the book of Acts. Could have seen all of the miracles. Could have seen the outpouring of the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost. Could have been there in Acts chapter 4 when 5,000 souls were added to the church. I want to show you a short PowerPoint and video of what has happened in the last 3 or 4 months in the United Pentecostal Church. This is very small. It's difficult for you to see, but this is a timeline for the book of Acts, from Acts chapter 1 all the way through. And if you figure the timeline of the book of Acts, it's about 33 years. If you go to the next one. This may not be of much interest for you, but this is our new international headquarters for the United Pentecostal Church in St. Louis, Missouri. And without going into great detail, it's just enough for us to say that the way God has worked it out, God is literally giving us this building. And in the year of 2007, that building sold for 17 point some odd million dollars. And it is now the United Pentecostal Church headquarters. God is giving that to us. If you go to the next one. Oh, this is just some pictures of inside the building. The next one, please. Just 2 or 3 months ago in the country of Bangladesh, we had 3,500 people receive the gift of the Holy Ghost in Bangladesh. If you go to the next one, please. In the country of Thailand during our recent general conference, here was a crippled man that was healed. Look at him. Came out of his wheelchair. He was instantly healed. All right, the next one. In the country of the Philippines, in the month of February, 35,000 people gathered for a conference. Over 5,000 people received the gift of the Holy Ghost in this conference. All right. I think that's got a video of it. Is there any sound? This is happening in the United Pentecostal Church. All right, we'll go to the next one. This gentleman here is now the elected vice president of the country of Myanmar, formerly known as Burma. He's a United Pentecostal Church preacher. In a country that is primarily Buddhist, and we have an apostolic preacher there as now the vice president of the country. Let's go to the next one, please. Back in the year of 1961, I believe it was, there was a famous artist I painted this picture to the left, to, I guess, to your left as well, of Jesus Christ knocking on the United Nations. To the right, the top picture, we have a Bible study that's going on the 17th floor of the United Nations. Brother Art Wilson is now a fully appointed ambassador to the United Nations. They call him the Ambassador of Goodwill and Peace. He is officially the chaplain of the United Nations. He's been privileged to speak to the entire General Assembly and just recently spoke to the Congress of the United States. He is a licensed minister of the United Pentecostal Church, pastors of church in Detroit. It's very interesting to me, and I got this video, these pictures from Brother Raymond Woodward. Brother Woodward, knowing Brother Woodward, this sounds like him, but he literally blew up that picture of the United Nations building, Jesus knocking on the side of the building there, and he counted them floor by floor. It is, in fact, the 17th floor of the United Nations. It's almost a prophecy that has come true. Now we're having Bible studies on the 17th floor of the United Nations. We've had more than 30 people in the UN receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Many people baptized in Jesus' name. On June the 29th, we're taking a tour into the United Nations with a large contingency of United Pentecostal Church preachers and preachers' wives. On the 30th of June, Brother Bernard and myself, we're going into the United Nations up to the 17th floor, and hopefully we'll have the opportunity to meet several high officials in the United Nations. What God is doing right now in the United Nations is nothing short of an apostolic miracle. It's a God thing. All right, if you go to the next one, please. Recently, Brother David Sagal took a group of United Pentecostal Church people to Jerusalem, and they went into what is considered the upper room where the Holy Ghost was originally poured out, and they got in this room, got to worshiping, people speaking in tongues, and just having a wonderful time worshiping the Lord. It just so happened that there was a group from Britain, from Great Britain, that had been in there before our group went in. They were standing outside. They heard what was going on in the upper room. They came back into the upper room, and I believe there was about 14 or 15 of them received the Holy Ghost right there. This is happening in the upper room. Hallelujah. All right, maybe we can move on to the next one. I think we can do that. Is that it? All right. In the last few months, really within a period of about 3 months, we saw all of this happen right here. In the book of Acts, it's about 33 years. We have Acts chapter 2, where 2,000 people were filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost. We have chapter 3 of Acts, where we have the crippled man that was healed at the gate called Beautiful. Chapter 4, we have about 5,000 souls were added to the church. That happened during a period of about 33 years, the book of Acts. We've seen all of this happen within the last 4 or 5 months in the United Pentecostal Church. God is doing something tremendous. He's putting pieces in place. I believe we're going to see the greatest revival, the greatest outpouring of the Holy Ghost that we've ever witnessed. Would you lift your hands together right now and say, I want to be a part of it. I want to be in this revival. It's going to be a multicultural revival. It's a revival that's going to sweep around the world. In the last days, saith the Lord, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Hallelujah. Would you stand as we go to the word of the Lord at this time? Thank you so very much for giving me the privilege to stand in this pulpit and declare the word of the Lord. Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24. It's good to be with my good friend, Brother Alan Demas, and his wife, Valerie. These are longtime friends. In fact, if you don't know it, we dedicated Joel to the Lord back in 1977 or 78, something like that, in the city of Athens, Greece. And so it worked. Yeah, it worked. Amen. Luke chapter 24, verse 45. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name. Everybody say his name. Among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Ye are witnesses of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. His name among all nations. Revelation chapter 5 and verse 9. They sung a new song saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by his blood out of every kindred, every tongue, every people, every nation. And this, in fact, has been the theme of this every conference. I would like to speak to you this morning on the subject, his name among every culture and tongue. Would you lift your hands together right now? And let's ask the Lord's anointing and power. We're believing you, God, today for miracles and signs. Italabashikanda, we're believing you that even this morning, that there would be many that would receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Pour out your spirit upon us today, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the authority of the word of God and by the authority of the name of Jesus, we claim it in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Thank God for the tremendous power there is in the name of Jesus. In the Bible, it gives to us many descriptions of God. God is our provider. God is our salvation. God is our hope. God is our peace. God is our joy. God is our strength. God is our righteousness. My computer tells me that there's over 500 descriptions of God in the Bible. I'm not going to preach on all 500 this morning, all right? So just relax. But there are many, many descriptions of God in Scripture. But when we come into the New Testament, we find that there is only one name. Now, in the Old Testament, there were various names. There were eight terms that were very commonly used and recognized. These were names that were given to the children of Israel through their prophet Moses. But when we come into the New Testament, it is the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name. In Acts chapter 3 and chapter 4, we have a crippled man that was healed as the result of disciples using the name of Jesus. There's one thing that I know for certain, and that is that the devil hates the name of Jesus. And if you do not believe me, go with me to Pakistan. I can prove to you that the devil hates the name of Jesus. But I declare unto you today that there is no power anywhere that can stand against the power there is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no religion anywhere that can stand against the power there is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no individual, there is no devil, there is no demon anywhere that can stand against the power there is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am praying somehow that God would give to me a fresh revelation, a fresh understanding of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is all power in that name. I say there is all power in that name. And the scripture declares that we are to declare that name, Jesus, to every culture and to every tongue, to every nationality. The name of Jesus is for every nation. Sometimes we have allowed the name of Jesus to become common to us. We need a fresh revelation. We need a fresh understanding of the power there is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I declare unto you that whatever you need right now, you can receive it through the power there is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you need a miracle today, today is your day to receive your miracle. There is power in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Some years ago, I was in a prayer meeting in the city of Lahore, Pakistan. We were gathered together with a group of pastors from the city of Lahore. As we were praying, God began to speak to us through tongues and interpretation. And the Lord said, I am calling you to go to the city of Peshawar. I did not even know where the city of Peshawar was. The Lord said, I'm calling you to go to that city. You are to preach in that city. You are to declare my name in that city, because I have a people in that city that will be called by my name. I remember as I got up from prayer, I began to question the brethren, where is this city? And they begin to tell me that this city is in northwestern Pakistan, and it's very close to the border with Afghanistan. This is a city that is radical Islam. These are Pashto-speaking people. These are individuals that are radical Islamists. These are wonderful people that will cut your throat and believe that they are doing Allah a service. It was to this place that God said, go. I have a people in that city that will be called by my name. I stood there. I began to tremble. I said to those brethren, I am not going. You are going. And then the Lord began to speak to us again through tongues and interpretation. And the Lord said, why are you afraid? Do you not understand that I am God? Do you not understand that if I call you, I will go with you? I have a people in that city that will be called by my name. You are to go. You are to declare my name, and I will stand by your side. And so we made preparation to go into that place. And it was very difficult to get into that area. But we began a crusade in that city. I'll never forget that city and that crusade. It was unbelievable. I stood in front of a group of about 350 people. They had guns slung over their shoulders. They had long beards. These were mostly Muslim people. And these are guys, as I say, they're warriors. And I stood in front of this group of people and I'm saying, my God, what am I doing here? And how in the world did I get here in the first place? I picked up my guitar and I began to play the guitar. I began to sing. I'm not a good singer, but they thought it was great, okay? I sang and 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 I sang because I was afraid to preach. That is the honest truth. I was afraid to preach. And so finally I got the courage, Brother Demas, to lay my guitar down. and I picked up my Bible, and I began to read from the Bible. I cannot remember what I was reading, but I read about one verse of Scripture. And there was a guy that jumped up, and he began to shout at me, and he said, "Sir, we are Muslim. Are you a Christian?" I said, "Yes, I am a Christian." He said, "We are Muslim." Then he commenced to tell me that his prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, that his prophet had commanded them to stone us to death if we preach any other message but the message of Islam. I sure enough was scared. I am not a brave person, all right? I stood there, did not know what to do. I closed my Bible very quickly. I had a Pakistani brother with me, Brother Javed John, and I turned to Brother Javed thinking, you know, he's Pakistani. He is going to know exactly what to do in a situation like this. But when I looked at him, I knew I was in trouble because he was in worse shape than I was. He slipped up beside me and whispered in my ear. He said, "Pastor, let's run." And that's exactly what I wanted to do, was run. But I said to Brother Javed, "Brother Javed, do you remember the prayer meeting? Do you remember when God spoke to us and said, 'Go to this city, preach in this city. I will stand by your side. Do not be afraid. I have a people in this city that will be called by my name.'" He said, "Yes, Pastor, but these people are very dangerous, sir." I said, "Before we run, let's pray, all right?" When you don't know what else to do, you pray, right? So I began to pray. We were silently praying, just the two of us out there on that little platform in front of these people. And we were praying, "Oh God, have mercy on us. Help us, Jesus. Give us direction. Tell us what to do." And then suddenly I felt something right on the top of my head. I cannot explain it to you today. It felt like somebody laid their hand on my head, and I was shaking. I was uncontrollably shaking from the top of my head down to the sole of my feet. I didn't know if I was having a nervous breakdown or what was happening until I heard the voice of Almighty God. I've been preaching for 53 years, the only time in my entire ministry that I heard the audible voice of Almighty God. It was standing there on that platform in front of about 350 radical Islamists that were threatening my life. And the Lord said, "If you will pray for the sick, I will perform many miracles. I will reveal myself to these people today." So I made the announcement. I said, "Is there anybody sick here?" Well, I discovered they were all sick. And they all raised their hand. "We're sick." I said, "If you will come down here and allow me to pray for you in the name of my God Jesus, He is going to heal you." Everything went quiet. Suddenly, a couple of young guys got a hold of a little elderly lady that was blind, and they began to lead her down to the front. And she stood in front of me, and I reached my hand out, laid it on her head. She was so nervous, she was shaking all over. I said, "In the name of Jesus," not a very long prayer, but that's all I said. And this woman started screaming and jumping up and down and saying, "I can see. I can see." When this happened, all 350 people jumped up, come running down to the front, got a hold of the little lady. They said, "Woman, what happened?" She said, "I don't know what happened. But all I know is that when I came here, I couldn't see, but now I can see." By this time, my good Pakistani brother friend was feeling more relaxed. He was feeling full of the Holy Ghost. He suddenly got anointed. He started going all over the place laying hands on everybody. In Jesus' name, 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 in Jesus' name. And we were witnessing miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle. Now let me tell you about the greatest miracle of all. We set the people down. We begin to tell them about this Jesus that is a healer. This Jesus that died on a cross that they might go to heaven, that they might be saved. They listened carefully to the message. I gave a simple altar call. Many people began to come forward. I was in that city for 3 days. God filled over 100 people with the gift of the Holy Ghost. I baptized them in Jesus' name. God raised up a church in that city. The last time I was in Pakistan, I went there. I wanted to go and check on this work. It's very difficult to get into that area now. But I was able to go. I walked into their service on a Sunday afternoon. I stood there and I wept because in that place were over 600 people. They had their hands lifted in the air, tears running down their face. They were singing in the little chorus, Uska Nam Ajib Ha, Mera Kudavan Yesu Ha, Vuberta Badsha Ha, Harchiz Kamalik Ha, Uska Nam Ajib Ha, Mera Kudavan Yesu Ha. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. Voberta Badsha Ha, He's the mighty King. Harchiz Kamalik Ha, He's the master of everything. Uska Nam Ajib Ha. Mera Kudavan Yesu Ha. I'm here to tell you this morning that if God can raise up a church in a city like Peshawar, West Pakistan, He can raise up a church anywhere in this world. God was so interested in a people in a very remote area of Pakistan that is steeped in tradition and steeped in Islam. The Pashto-speaking people, God was interested in them, that somehow He would send a preacher to declare unto them the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that is able to save. From that church in Peshawar, now there are many, many churches that have gone out from that church. There are churches all along the border with Afghanistan in cities like Hangu and others because there's power in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this name must be declared. This name must be preached to every culture and to every tongue. There's power in that name, Jesus. I also want to declare unto you that you cannot be saved without the name of Jesus Christ. Luke said that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name. Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Paul said, God hath highly exalted Him and given Him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. There's power. I say there's power in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the Gospel of St. John, the first chapter, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In verse 14 of the same chapter, it says that this Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. In the beginning was the Word, and then the Word was made flesh. In the first chapter of the book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, often known as the creation chapter of the Bible, in verse 3, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. In verse 6, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Verse 9, and God said. Verse 11, and God said. Verse 14, and God said. Verse 24, and God said. Verse 26, and God said. Verse 29, and God said. Over and over and over again in that creation chapter of the Bible, and God said. As we would say today, and God spoke. God spoke. God spoke. When God spoke, worlds came into existence. The sun, the moon, the stars, the universe, everything we see around us was made by the power of the Word. Now you and I, we were made by the hand of Almighty God. The scripture says He formed man from the dust of the ground and blew into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. So humanity is so special to God. I say humanity is so special to God. God made man in his own image. But everything else, he created by the power of his word. And the word became flesh. The word became flesh. The word became flesh. You want to know why there's power in Jesus' name? The Word became flesh. The Word became flesh. There is no power, Brother Demas, in these hands that a blind lady could be healed. There is nothing that I can do that even one single miracle would be performed. Not one. I am not a miracle worker. These are great men of God. But none of these men can perform miracles. There is only one that is able to perform miracles. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And He has given to us the power and He's given to us the authority to use that name. Now we can lay hands upon the sick and pray for them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they shall recover. There is power in the name of Jesus. The same power that brought into existence the world and everything made by the Word. That same power is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is God's plan and it is God's will for us to declare His name among every culture and every tongue. Everybody deserves to hear this gospel. I was preaching in the city of Lahore, a crusade. And the second night of that crusade, there was a man that come running up to me. He was a Muslim. And he said, sir, last night while you were preaching from the Holy Bible, something miraculous took place in my home, in my family. He said, I have two sons. Both of my sons were born deaf, could not hear. He said, last night, while you were preaching from the Holy Bible, suddenly my two sons began to hear. He said that today they're hearing perfectly. With a big smile on his face, he said, they're already starting to talk Punjabi. I believe in the laying on of hands. It's biblical. Praying for the sick, calling for the elders, anointing with oil, praying for the sick. I believe that's very, very biblical. But I also believe that every time we stand in the pulpit, every time this man of God stands in this pulpit, there are miracles being performed in the house because of the power there is in the Word. The Word, the Word, and in the Word is the name of Jesus. The reason the name Jesus is so powerful is because all of His Word is in His name. In one of our services, I was preaching and they carried a young man in that was paralyzed, brought him in on a stretcher, laid him down beside the little platform where I stood. I kept on preaching. I kept on preaching. I'm telling you, something's happening right now in this place because the word is going forth. Preaching is going forth. I kept on preaching. And after a little while, this young man began to stir. And finally, he got up off of that cot and stood up. He had been instantly healed by the power of God. There's power. There's power in the word. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands together right now. Feel the Holy Ghost right now. Something powerful is taking place right now in this house. Jesus' name.
Preach. Preach. Every resentment. Preach. Preach. The power will not diminish. Preach.
Lift your hands together right now. There's all power and all authority in the name. The name Jesus is more than just a name. All authority is in the name. Jesus gave the disciples power and authority over all devils. We have been given the power and the ability to stand on our own. Satan has no authority over you. Did you hear me? Satan has no power or authority over you. You have been given power, and you have been given the authority over the power of Satan. There is no power anywhere that can stand against the power there is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lift your hands and glorify His name. If God is so interested in people in the northwestern area of Pakistan, a radical Islam area, God is raising up a church. God said, I'm going to have a church. It's going to be made up of every culture. It's going to be made up of every tongue, every nation, God's church. Because of the power there is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The name of Jesus is the greatest forgiver. If you need forgiveness of sin today, you can receive it in this place because of the power there is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you have not yet received the gift of the Holy Ghost, Jesus is the Holy Ghost giver. The Holy Ghost will come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you need divine healing, you can be healed through the power there is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Miracles are done in the name of Jesus. A And this name of Jesus works in every culture and in every tongue. Some few years ago, some of you might remember the tsunami that came to Asia, that struck Asia. That tsunami struck the island of Sri Lanka. 77,000 Sri Lankans lost their lives in a matter of a few minutes. It just so happened that Sister Hanscom and I arrived in Sri Lanka right after the tsunami. We went there for the purpose of dedicating our new Bible school facility and headquarters there in the city of Colombo. When I arrived in Colombo, I said to Brother Prince Matthias, our missionary, I said, Brother Matthias, I want to go. I want to go down to the south. I want to see where this tsunami struck. And so we drove, and we drove many, many, many miles down the southern area of Sri Lanka. It is a beautiful area of Sri Lanka. It's a tourist area. It's people come there from all over the world, especially Europe. And they have their vacations there. It's a beautiful, beautiful area of Sri Lanka. But now, as we drove into that area, there was nothing but devastation. Houses were gone. Factories were gone. Beautiful hotel resorts that Sister Hanscom and I had stayed in many, many times, they were all gone. That tsunami came. They said it was about 138 feet high. That huge wall of water moving at the speed of over 100 miles per hour. When it struck the shores of Sri Lanka, that huge wall of water swept inland about a mile and a half. There was a little lady there that had just accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. She was a Hindu, but now she's baptized in Jesus' name. And she's filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. She's standing in her little house, and she's in the kitchen. And the tsunami's coming, and people were screaming, and people were shouting and saying, run, get out, run, run as fast as you can. But she stood there in her little kitchen, and she began to call on that name, Jesus. And when that little lady in southern Sri Lanka called on the name of Jesus, Jesus showed up. Jesus walked into that little hut where that lady was. It was a phenomenal thing that took place. The television networks came from all over the world. Somebody said they saw it here on TV in America. But that huge wall of water came right up to her house, and it stopped right there. It went this way, and it went this way. Brother Matthias showed me that house. He said, this is a miracle. This lady, she just got saved. She just got in the church. But because she called on that name, Jesus, a great miracle took place. I want to tell you today that I don't know what's going on in your life, but if you have a tsunami in your life, there's enough power in the name of Jesus to stop a tsunami. I said there's enough power in the name of Jesus to stop a tsunami. Would you lift your hands together right now? I feel God wants to do something great right now. Miracles are taking place in the house right now, because there's power in Jesus' name. Regardless of your culture, regardless of your language, it makes no difference to God. Right now, by the power and by the authority of the Word of God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, receive your miracle right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We had been in Pakistan only about a year and a half. And our little boy decided he was going to climb up on the roof of our house. The houses in Pakistan are very high. I measured it one day. It's about 20 feet up to the top. They have flat roofs on their houses. The local people, they sleep up on the rooftop at night. It's cool up there. And so I was at the church. I was teaching. We had a leadership training seminar going on with a group of pastors. And a man come running into the building, and he said, "Sir, your little boy has just fallen off the roof of your house, and he's very, very bad shape. They've taken him to the hospital." I ran out of that room, and I got in my van, and I rushed over to the hospital, ran into the emergency room, and there was my little five-year-old son laying there, gasping for breath. He had fallen 20 feet and struck his head on concrete. When he hit that concrete driveway, it smashed his head wide open. His brain was literally coming out through his left ear. The doctor stood there in that emergency room, tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Don," he said, "I have to tell you this. Your boy cannot live. This is a hopeless case. He cannot live." He was telling me this bone had broken in here and this brain was literally coming out through his left ear. I said, "Well, I'll get him on a plane. We'll take him back to America. You know, we think America fixes everything. We'll get him back to America. We'll get him into a good hospital. He'll be all right." He said, "I'm telling you, you will not get your son out of this airport alive. He cannot live." I reached down and I picked up my little boy and I began to carry him in my arms across that hospital ward, crying out to God. Here we are 10,000 miles away in a very remote area of the country. Very few doctors, no medical facilities, much of anything. And yet our son is dying. And I began to call on the name of Jesus. My wife and I, we took turns holding him in our arms for the better part of 3 days, carrying him back and forth, praying in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I tried my level best to get a call through to America. This was back in 1975. I could not get a call through. There was no way that I could get anybody on the phone. And I'm so thankful to know that God knew where we were. And people were praying, and I didn't know it. In fact, when we came home on furlough, I met several people that told me, said, "You know, when your son had his accident, we didn't know what had happened, but God called us to prayer. And we were praying. We didn't know why. We didn't know what was going on, but we were praying. We knew something terrible had happened. And we were praying and calling on the name of Jesus." After 3 days, our son passed away. There was no pulse. There was no breath. I put my hand up against his little mouth. It was so cold. My wife ran out of the room screaming, saying, "I can't bear to see my boy die." I remember as I got down beside him, I wrapped him in my arms. I held him tight. And I was weeping and crying and I was praying. And I said, "God, I don't understand. God, I know you can do it because I've seen you open blinded eyes. I've seen you make crippled people walk. I've seen you perform miracles. God, it's my turn. It's my turn. I need a miracle. I need it now." While I was praying, suddenly I felt somebody tapping me on the shoulder. I opened my eyes and I looked into the face of a stranger. He did not say much to me. He did not tell me his name. He said, "Sir, God has sent me to pray for your son." That's all he said. He reached his hand out, laid it on my little boy and started to pray. And when that man prayed, my son opened his eyes and he began to speak. I stood up and I turned around. I'm thinking, this is a pastor. This is a minister. I don't know him, but he has to be a minister. And so I wanted to get acquainted with him. And I stood up and I turned around to shake his hand and he was no longer there. I said to the nurses, there was about 14 nurses standing around the bed and they were all crying. I said, the man that was here that prayed for my boy, where is he? And they said, he left. I ran outside. I searched for him all over the compound. I could not find him. To this day, I don't know who that man was. I don't know his name. I have a feeling I know where he come from. I believe that God sent an angel. Now, maybe y'all don't believe in angels around Madison. But I am convinced that God sent an angel all the way down from glory, down to that filthy hospital ward to touch my boy. That was many years ago now. While I stand here in this pulpit and I preach to you, he stands in the pulpit of the church that he pastors in New Jersey. He's having a revival. I'm telling you, God is able to do anything. I say, God is able. God is able. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, it shall be done. We claim it in Jesus' name. We claim it in Jesus' name. There are many different cultures, many different tongues, even in this place this morning. Right now, the name of Jesus is working. It's reaching. It's going forth right now. Doesn't matter who you are, whatever you need right now, you can receive it if you will call upon Yesu. 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 How many need a miracle right now? Would you lift your hand? You need a miracle. In Jesus' name, receive it right now. In Jesus' name, receive it. By the power and the authority of God's word. The word that created the world, the word that brought everything into existence, that word is in the name of Jesus. There is power, power, power in Jesus' name. Receive your miracle right now by the power of the authority of the word. It shall be, 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 it shall be. I don't know what you do here on Sunday morning, but if you believe that God is giving to you a miracle, I want you to step out in the aisle. I want you to move down to the front. Every step you take right now, take it in Jesus' name. 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 I believe that when you come, in Jesus' name, a miracle will take place. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be saved in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. That's it, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want these ministers to begin to move through this crowd. Reach out, lay your hand upon them in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. It shall be done. It shall be done. We claim it right now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, by your power right now. We claim it right now. In the name of Jesus, it shall be done. In the name of Jesus, set Brother Demas right now. Lay your hand upon him, O God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can I have your attention for a moment, please? I want to talk to you for just a moment. I believe miracles are taking place. Listen to me for just a moment. People ask me all the time, why do we have miracles overseas? We don't see much of it here. I'm telling you, we're seeing miracles in North America like we have never seen miracles before. It's happening in the United States of America. It's happening in Canada. But one of the reasons why we don't see more miracles in America is because we don't really thank Him. We don't really praise Him. Now, the Bible says we have faith. The devil will tell you, you don't have any faith, but you have faith. The Bible says you have faith. To every man is given a measure of faith, the scripture says. So you have faith, but somehow you've got to learn how to exercise your faith. You exercise your faith. Here's how you exercise your faith. You tell Jesus exactly what you want. Exactly. Don't worry about anybody standing near you, hearing or whatever. Just tell Jesus exactly what you want. Be specific about what you need. And then after you tell Him, you lift both hands up and you begin to thank Him for the miracle. You begin to thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Right now, everybody all over this place, just tell Jesus right now. Just tell Him. Tell Him specifically what you want Him to do for you right now. Be specific. He is listening. He is listening. He is hearing your prayer. Hallelujah. He's hearing your prayer. That's right. Tell Him. Tell Him. Tell Him. Tell Him what you want, what you need right now. That's it. All right, listen to me for a moment, please. For just a moment. Listen to me for just a moment. Did you tell Jesus exactly what you want Him to do? How many? You lift your hands right now. You did? All right, it's very important. You be specific. You tell Him exactly what you want. Now, what we're going to do right now, we're going to, all over this auditorium, all over this audience of people, we are going to put up a shout of praise unto the Lord. I mean, we're going to raise the roof if we have to. We're going to shout praises unto the Lord like we have never shouted praises unto the Lord. Come on, let's praise Him right now. Lift your hands and shout, shout, shout praise. Shout praise unto the Lord. Shout praise unto the Lord. Shout praise unto the Lord. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, 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 praise the Lord. Come on, come on, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Hallelujah, we praise him. Hallelujah. We're going to praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, praise God. Right now, God wants to fill people with the gift of the Holy Ghost. If you have not yet received the gift of the Holy Ghost, now is the time for you to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. As the Bible declares, you will begin to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. If you're standing close to somebody that does not have the Holy Ghost, you know they do not have the Holy Ghost. I want you to reach over there, lay your hand upon them. We're going to believe God right now. God is going to pour out His Spirit. Hallelujah. Are we ready? Are we ready? By the power, by the authority of the name of Jesus, receive ye the gift of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Everybody shout. 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 Receive it. Receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That's it. That's it. That's it. Hallelujah. Receive you the Holy Ghost. Receive you the Holy Ghost. Receive you the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Receive you the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise Him. Come on, praise Him, folks. Praise Him. Praise Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. Receive ye the gift of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 If you have somebody that's just received the Holy Ghost, you're standing close by, you've heard them speaking in tongues, they just received the Holy Ghost, would you let us know that? Would you raise your hand? Somebody's been filled with the Holy Ghost this morning. Hallelujah. There's one over there. Hallelujah. 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 Right now in Jesus' name, receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. God's pouring out His Spirit all over the world. There's another one over here. Hallelujah, that's two. Hallelujah. If you have not yet received the gift of the Holy Ghost, now is your time to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Jesus' name. From the front all the way back to the back, let's everybody together right now lift our hands and give praise unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's praise his name. Let's praise his name. Praise his name.